One pair of hands on the mountains, one pair of hands on the sea, one pair of hands made the sun and the moon, every bird, every flower, every tree. One pair of hands on the valleys, the ocean, the rivers, and the sand. Those hands are so strong, so when life goes wrong, put your faith into one pair of hands. One pair of hands heal the sick. One pair of hands raise the dead. One pair of hands calm the raging storm. And thousands of people were fed. One pair of hands said, I love you. And those hands were nailed to a tree. Those hands are so strong, so when life goes wrong, put your faith into one pair of hands. Those hands are so strong, so when
well, greetings, everybody. Pastor Buddy joining you live tonight around the world on WWRB 3.185. Also, we are transmitting tonight on 2.390-5050 around the world. Also, simulcast on worldwide internet. Glad to have you aboard here. Got a great one. You don't want to miss it. CNS for the Old Path. You ever long for it? You ever dreamed about walking on the old path? It's a road less traveled. You know, in the day of modern highways, the interstate system, we zip down the interstates, just long ribbons of asphalt carrying through the middle of the country. But the old path, that's where you get off and you remember a few things. The old diners that was prevalent in the 50s, and, you know, there used to be programs on it, displayed Route 66, and it showed the old path. Well, in the Bible, Yahweh asked through Jeremiah the weeping problem. He says, for Israel to CNS for the old path. And he wanted people to understand that although there is the ways, he said, stand in the ways. Now, not way, the ways. Life, Satan especially, temptation, greed, all these things offer you another highway. Want to make it easy on you. The road of least resistance, or that giant ribbon of asphalt that streaks through the middle, going nowhere, actually, and wandering aimlessly. But the old path is not too worn. It's maybe grown up. It probably don't look like it's got a future by walking on it. But I remember the old path, and it's a time for all of us to ask to return. I long for it. I grew up in the 40s before electricity. We had kerosene lamps here in the mountains. We call it coal oil. And I can remember just as a young lad working on the farm, honestly, when dads would work, when moms could cook, and when children were made to behave. You remember those days? When husbands loved their wives, when wives were submissive to their husbands, when children were expected and required to be respectful, when men wore the pants, when women wore the dresses, and when children wore all their clothes. You remember those days? That's the old path. When men looked like gentlemen, when women looked like modest ladies, and when children looked decent and in order, when men went to work to provide for the family, when women were keepers at home, and when children knew more about morality than math, when dads disciplined their children regularly, when moms homeschooled their children faithfully, when families spent time together walking on the old path. Boy, I long for it. I just didn't know we had it made. When we would walk on Sunday evening, church services started at 7 o'clock. We'd start out about 5:30. It was 2 miles. We'd walk the 2 mile to church. I look forward to that because along the way, people would see you coming down the road and they were getting ready to go to church and they would join you where they could talk about the week's activities and get caught up on all of the things that they talked about in those days. When our sons went into service only to defend our freedom. When sisters got married before having children. You remember those days? When parents taught their children the difference. When grandma and grandpa were respected and considered wise. When dad and mom raised the family together. And when children were precious. When they were a blessing instead of a curse. When people loved the truth. There it is. Instead of lies. When crime never paid, but hard work did. When people knew the difference between the two, but just looking at you or shaking your hand. You know, today, you shake a man's hand and it's feminine. You know that he's not doing anything, pushing a pencil or running a computer. When people came to church and they would actually go in. When people didn't mind what time they got out. Most of them never had a watch. When it took all day, they stayed. Remember those days? When music was spiritual and sounded godly. Didn't sound like a rock and roll band. When sermons were powerful and it scared the living hell out of you. When prayers were fervent and they prayed hard and often. When rejoicing sounded normal. when crying sounded sincere, when praising was a common emotion, when cursing was considered wicked, when drinking was considered evil, and when divorce was unthinkable. Remember those days? That's the old path, ladies and gentlemen. Oh my, I just didn't know. Today in the high-tech society, the electronic technology, everybody's got a cell phone, everybody's talking, walking, different places, standing in the ways, running to and fro, seeking rest, and finding none. The flag was honored. America was beautiful. And our Creator was welcome. When we read the Bible in public places, when we prayed to God in all of our gatherings, when we preached the Word on the streets, it drew a crowd that would honestly want to hear what you had to say and had time to listen to it. When we all met at the church in the evenings during the wars, where we prayed to bring our boys home, ask Yahweh to bless us. When we had all night prayer meetings, oh, I can remember them. And when services was held in house after house, we didn't have to have a church house. When you were called American, you held your head up and it was worth dying for. When you were called a Christian, it was worth living for. When the cowards were shot, when the deserters were hung, and when criminals were sent to prison, not to Washington, D.C. When the bedroom words were private, when homosexual was an unheard of word, and when abortion was an illegal word, when love was clean and courting was watched, when dating was going to church after marriage, and the marriage was until death do we part, preachers preached the word, singers sang from the heart, sinners repented because of the word and from the heart. When being a deacon meant that you served the needs of others. When being a preacher meant that you were called. When being a sinner meant someone was always praying for you. And when being a saint meant you lived like one. You remember when God was truly praised and worshiped? When we exalted the Savior and lifted Him up? When the Holy Spirit came in peacefully and stayed because it was welcome? When our laws were based on the Bible, when our homes read the Bible, when our churches taught the Bible, when you could borrow money on your church letter instead of a signed note. When a man's word was his bond, and when a woman's virtue was priceless. When preachers preached because they had a message, and when singers sung because they had a song to sing. When Christians shouted because they had the victory, and you know it was true. When a new birth meant a new life. When salvation meant a changed life. And when following the Savior led to eternal life. Ladies and gentlemen, you remember those days? See and ask for the old path. And when you find it, walk in. You shall find rest for your soul. Jeremiah 6:16 says the old way is the good way. Jeremiah 6:16 said, not all paths lead to the good way. See and ask. Stand in the ways. The old path led back to the law of Yahweh and the commandments. And you expected your neighbor to keep them, and he did. Very seldom were you disappointed. Your problem was to measure up. You had to strive to enter in at the straight gate, the right path. In Luke 13:24, he commands us to strive to enter in. For many will strive and not be able. It's a gate that is narrow and not easily found. Where there is only one way to the Father, that's recorded in John 14:6. Now, the other ways that people follow is recorded in Matthew 7:13. Broad is the way. Wide is the gate. And many that go thereon. It's not changed any, ladies and gentlemen. Today, Broadway is full of hell and destruction. Turn from your wicked ways. Pray and seek my face, commanded Yahweh. See and ask for the old path. And walk in, which is the good way. Many will follow you on the Broadway. But Yahweh still offers the good way. Yeah, there's not many friends to walk there with you. You got to walk most of the time by yourself. Very seldom do you ever get a kind, decent word for your effort of walking the good way. Count it all joy when you fall into divers temptations, when Satan fights you for every inch of a narrow way. And yet, when you're on the broad way, you're just one of the many. The rest that he said that would come if you would walk the good way is recorded in Matthew 11:28. Come, learn of me. Take my yoke upon you. It's the easy way. It's the good way. Oh, I didn't know we had it so good in the days when a man's handshake was his bond, his word. Now, the people need a battery of lawyers. When you do a simple transaction, you have to have those twisters trying to find a way out of your contract and to beat you before you get home. You know why? Jeremiah 18, verse 15. They have forgotten me. They have forsaken me, the fountain of living water. They've hewed out other cisterns that can hold no water. Somebody looks interesting and you think that person would know something and you seek him out and try to get a cool, refreshing drink from his fountain and you find it to be broken, empty, on the Broadway, having a form of godliness but denying the power. Turning aside. The Bible said, turn not neither to the right nor to the left. It's a straight way. This highway was built by our Creator. His words and His doctrine and His commandments, according to Matthew 11:29, is forever settled. Nothing can be added to it and nothing taken away. If you want to communicate along the way, and the communication will be few, because not many people are on the good way, as you see and ask for it, as you stand in the other ways, aren't you thankful tonight that you've seen something, if you have, that reminds you of the good way? When you're aided by the Holy Spirit, according to John 16:12, the early disciples followed the good way, according to Acts 2:42. And all of those who professed the Messiah were commanded to follow, according to 2 Thessalonians 2:15. Now, as you go along the interstate, you have mile markers, signposts, landmarks, places that you can identify. Now, somebody took time to mark the trail to tell you you're still in the good way. If you get off and go astray, these road markers are to direct you back onto the right way, according to Jeremiah 31:21. The signposts and the landmarks is the law, unchangeable, adding nothing to it or taking nothing away. Deuteronomy 4:1, which they were to teach every generation. Deuteronomy 4:9. The Passover, he said, kill the Passover lamb today. The squeal of the swine fills the land and the Broadway. Oh, it's okay. There's no law against eating pork, Pastor Buddy. You know, there's nothing putting a good old country ham in the oven and baking it and baking them biscuits and chowing down on the good life on the Broadway. Eating and drinking and being merry. Is that the solution for our nation? To tear down the road marks? To change the signposts? Today we can't even say the Pledge of Allegiance in a public school. We can't use God's name or the word God it's offensive to the atheist and the wicked and the evil, which would try to make us forget him. But the Bible is clear. They that forget God will be turned into hell on the Broadway. First Corinthians 14:37, the apostles' doctrine was confirmed with signs following. Those signs are the evidence of the day. Look up and see the signs. Look at our nation being torn literally apart. Have you ever seen such a time of trouble? Today, in the great state of Arkansas, 8 more people were killed unaware that there was danger coming, but it came and swept them all away, just like it was in the days of Noah. Came upon them unaware because they were in the Broadway, running to and fro, seeking rest and finding none. People were swept away. And today, dozens were missing from their homes, probably literally blown out of their homes. In North Carolina last week, over 40 people died. In Tennessee and Alabama, dozens and scores died. What's going on? In the last day, generation that's on the Broadway needs to return to the good way. To pray and seek His face and to repent and turn from their wicked ways. You desire rest for your soul? Do you desire that inner peace and tranquility? Yes, I wish I could go back to the 40s. Where we didn't have a tractor, we geared up the broom tails, we plowed the fields, and chopped the corn, put the hay up with a pitchfork and stacked the hay in a haystack. We didn't have these modern gadgets. Now one man with machinery can do all this work. It took a half a dozen of us to lay the crops aside. But it was a good day. You had time to talk and to commune. Man's word was his bond. It was awesome. I didn't know that I would miss the old path. And as it is today, as your journey has led you down the road, what path are you on? Is it decision time for you? Have you seen Him? Have you believed on His doctrine? Have you repented and been baptized in the magnanimous name of the Creator for the remission of your sins? That's what the Bible says. That's the good way. Today all you got to do is go to the church of your choice and whatever you are, be a good one. Stumbling around in life, asking for the old path, will lead you back to the straight way, or in is the good way. But you've got to have faith. You've got to have determination. You've got to have grit. You've got to have a purpose to stand in the way, to see and ask for the old path. And when you find it, walk in and find rest before your soul. Keep in company with them of like mind, those who have hazarded their life those who have pressed toward the mark and the high calling. He said, I am come that you might have life. That was His purpose. It was His blood. Washed us from our sins. I preached last night about the eternal, the kingdom, and the promise to live in the holy city that's coming down from God out of heaven, to live on a righteous earth, a new heaven and a new earth. You can't get there without going down the old path. It's the broad way that leads to death and destruction. The easy way, that ain't the way. Suffer, little children, to come unto me. Suffer. When you start out trying to find the good way, you'll have all of these fearful, unbelieving, abominable murderers, whoremongers, sorcerers, idolaters, liars on the Broadway asking you to join them. Well, look, I've got away with it. God ain't going to punish you. He ain't going to send you to hell. Now, here's what the Bible said. These shall have their part in a lake that burns with fire and brimstone. See, that message has been taken out. There's no fear. If you don't like the gospel that's preached in your church, you'll move to another one. And that's what's wrong today. We are being told that we don't have to go the narrow way. We don't have to believe the word. We don't have to take all this abuse, these preachers bossing us around. Well, ladies and gentlemen, it's a fact that it's not an easy way. When you stand in the ways and see and ask for the old path, you need to walk in, and you need desperately to see and ask for those old paths and to walk in and to be ready to accept the things that will come upon you. Oh yeah, you're a warrior. Did somebody forget to tell you that you have to be a soldier in the army of Yahweh? Did somebody forget to tell you that you're going to have to fight the good fight of faith? You know, most people start out, they start murmuring and complaining. They don't believe the word. Everyone that's born into this world takes the sin of death. We've got that curse over our head. To have that removed, we've got to have His blood. I know it was the blood that saved me. I know it was the blood. It came down from heaven, from above. By faith in His work, by His actions, not yours. For you're not saved by works. You're saved by faith through grace, and that not of yourself. It's the good way. It's the blood-washed way. Each believer born anew and sealed with the Holy Spirit is a living stone. He's not the God of the dead. I made a difference last night in the message between those who are dead, twice dead, plucked up by the roots, and those who are living stones. He's not a God of the dead. You are the temple of the Holy Spirit. It has its responsibilities to keep it clean. He will not dwell in an unclean temple. The first thing you need to do is wash it by pure water, by the Word. Just like Christ went out into what is known as the River of Jordan, suffer it to be so for now. He didn't have any sins, but He gave us an example when He repented. And the Bible says, for the remission of sin, the very fact that He had a flesh body, born altogether in sin, and stood before the accuser, condemned, separated from the Father, banished from His presence, never to enter back in without repentance, without putting His name in your forehead like we read last night. It's the good way, ladies and gentlemen, to see and ask for it. We've let the enemy come in unaware. They changed our laws. Now, it is a godless, atheistic society that promotes what we call in the world universalism. Your government will save you. Don't depend on God. There's no such thing. They will acknowledge Him not in their ways. They shall be turned into hell with all nations that forget Him. Look at our beautiful country. Destroyed. Judgment. Everywhere you turn, there's judgment. Waves of the sea are really roaring now. Destruction and death is in our way. It's unprecedented, folks. Rain, torrential rain, drought, severe drought, never just enough like it used to be when Yahweh was in charge of watering the earth and answering your prayers. When you had a drought, you prayed and Yahweh brought you water. When you had too much water, you prayed and Yahweh brought just enough. It was a good way. But today, we fell victim to the weatherman. That's God. Well, I know what the weatherman said this morning. I got the news. Well, it's all bad. All the news that we're getting today is the wrath of God is upon the ways. Turn from your wicked ways. Return unto Yahweh with all of your heart, your soul, your mind, and your strength, which is the good way of Jeremiah 6:16. We're declining, ladies and gentlemen. We are a wicked nation. Oh yeah, we got those fine three-piece suit lawyers, trained politicians to say what you want said, to tickle your ears and give you the good way message. They promise, but they can't deliver. A nation that is turned away from Yahweh will be turned into hell on the Broadway. The nation that chooses the good way, the straight way, the narrow way, he will find himself drawing near unto Yahweh. He'll find himself being loved For thus saith Yahweh, stand in the ways and see and ask for the old paths. Where is in the good way? Walk therein and you shall find rest for your souls. Uh-oh. But they said, we will not walk therein. Ladies and gentlemen, sin will destroy a nation, America, unless she repents, will be literally destroyed from within. Yahweh will bring us to our knees. You'll weep for your children that you've turned loose. You'll weep for the things that you used to have and you'll long to see. Just like me. Now today, if I could trade it all this modern technology and what it's led us to, and all the sin that it's produced, I'd like to go back to the old coal oil lamps, the old horse-drawn plows and buggies, the old way, the good way, the honest way, the virtuous way. That's now a thing of the past. We're not going to go back. There's no turning back. We will not walk in. We have no love for Him. We trust in our cell phones, our smartphones. I could figure out what a smartphone was. Is it the one to make you wise in the ways of Yahweh, to return to Yahweh? I don't think so. Drive-by shootings. You're not safe on the highway. You can start out with good intentions and wind up dead on the Broadway. People kill you. Have no mercy, will not spare your life, have no respect for you. Because they're wicked and they're evil. And they have abandoned the straight way and the narrow gate. Just a few. And if you've got somebody that you can talk to daily, if you've got a mate that you can live with and commune with, you're of all men blessed, or women blessed. When the true gospel is spoken in your home, when you have repented yourself and humbled yourself, when you've given up all these modern luxuries, most people can't even cut their TV off. They're afraid they'll miss something, because what's ever on TV is a lot more important than talking about the good way, the straight way, the narrow way. I know people that live without electricity now seem like they're happy. They're not filled with all of the cares of this world, or the filth and the lewdness and the temptation that these modern conveniences will take away your heart and turn your heart from the good way, the straight way, the narrow way, into the broad way. Everybody's wanting something new. Everybody is wanting to hear something smooth, enticing. Sacrifice and offering thou didst not desire. Mine ears hast thou opened. Burnt offerings and sin offerings hast thou not required. All He requires is for you to repent, be baptized in the name of Yahweh, turn from your wicked ways, pray and seek His face, open your ear and your eye, and take your position on the straight and narrow way and keep on keeping on. When you've done all to stand, stand. Hard to stand, ain't it, when you have to stand by yourself. You don't think nobody is going through what you're going through. Yes. If you think your condition in life is bad, wait till you meet a man that has no eyes or no feet or no hands. And if you be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Colossians chapter 3, verse 1. Call upon Him in the day of trouble. And He said, I will deliver you. You see, your prayers will go up quicker on the straight way than they will on the broad way. He can hear you among the few that calls on Him daily. On the broad way, they're eating, they're drinking, they're being merry, and hell is rushing up to meet them. You ever notice how unsettled and how untimely the devil is? He wants to keep it merry. He wants to keep you thinking that you're having a good time. But don't be fooled with Satan's deception. Repent. Be crucified with Him. Have your body to suffer like He suffered. If you suffer with Him, you shall reign with Him. You shall overcome. You're guaranteed to resurrect in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye. It's the most precious of all the benefits that He promised you. I will not leave your soul in hell, and neither will you see corruption. Being filled with the fruits of righteousness unto the glory and praise of God. Philippians 1:11. That's on the good way. That's on the straight way. Fruits of righteousness. What is the fruits of righteousness? Well, on the straight, narrow way, you can be taught about the fruits. On the broad way, they don't teach the fruits of righteousness there. They teach wickedness, lies, deception, eating, drinking, being merry, walking in the ways. But the Bible said, seeing as by standing in the ways, sin asked for the old path, and walk in when you find it, being filled with the Spirit. Hunting the lifeline vine, I am the vine, you are the branches. Walk up right before me. Seek my face. For wherein, when He cometh into the world, He said, sacrifice and offering thou wouldest not, but a body thou hast prepared me. Hebrews 10:5. He walked that straight and narrow way for you. Are you going to walk it for Him? He overcome for you. Are you going to overcome for Him? That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Messiah, Yahweh, in the flesh body, and believe in your heart that He was raised from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Isn't it wonderful? Because that is the good way. That's the narrow way. That's the one He asked you to see and ask for. all the peace that would belong to you. But they said, we will not walk in. We will not walk in. That's the story of America. They have a pretense. They go to church as much as any time in the history of our development. But they see and ask for the things that Yahweh don't approve. They water it down and tickle their ears. The straight way is a hard saying, and who can hear it and who can find it? And tonight, if you find yourself on the broad way and you're listening to Pastor Buddy and teaching you on the narrow way, the repentance way, the baptism in His name, and the only name given is Yahweh. Hallelujah. It's a name above every name. I promote it, I pronounce it, and I use it every day in my life. It's wonderful. We'll see you down here at the King's Gate in Sweetwater, Tennessee, on the 15th of May for the second Passover. Hope to see you here. It could be our last one. Let's hope that it is. Even so, come, Yahweh. Come and take us off the little narrow way, which is the good way. But as for me and my house, we're going to serve Yahweh. We'll be here, Yahweh willing. Oh yeah, the devil's mad. Oh, it's Passover time. The devil gets mad at those that love Yahweh, those that will keep His commandments, and those that will confirm it with the signs following. Be you assured that Satan don't love you. Write me tonight. Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 568, Sweetwater, Tennessee, 37874. Now that's Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 568, in Sweetwater, Tennessee, 37874. If you'd like to call me tonight, I'm live here at the late hour on the East Coast, coming up on 12 o'clock. There are the old clock ticking. Just another day or another minute or another second that we don't have that much time to spend on the straightway. It'll come up on those in the Broadway unaware. Call me tonight. Area code 423-351-1082. I love you around the world tonight, wherever you congregate. If you've got an honest heart and you've been struggling and striving to enter in at the straight gate, you've got a companion that understands. Call me if you need a friend. We'll be there in the sixth hour, and we won't forsake you in the seventh. We'll go all the way on the good way. Praise Yahweh. If you'd like to go to our website tonight, you can simply go to oneyahweh.com. That'll get you into our website. That's oneyahweh.com. OneYahweh.com. That's all it takes to get to our website. We've got timely articles. We've got documents of faith. Tells you what we believe. We speak it boldly. We confirm it with the signs following. We've got a lot of written articles upon the website. Over 7,000 hits here in the last month. Hardly less than 2 months. It's wonderful. Praise Yahweh. Brother Bob, our webmaster, is inviting you. If you have any questions, we'll make sure that he attends to those questions and answers those questions. He knows where everything's at on the website. well-versed. So if you need his help, you can just contact our webmaster. If you need my help, call me, area code 423-351-1082. Again, that's Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 568, Sweetwater, Tennessee 37874. Now, again, to remind you of our Passover, starting on the 15th of next month, we will commence in an old-fashioned foot washing. We'll be gathered here on Sunday night on the 15th, and we will wash feet and do a little fellowshipping. Praise Yahweh. It's always a wonderful time. I just look at the people that are doing it and remembrance of Him and carrying on the straight way. This is a narrow gate. If you still keep the festivals, you're on the narrow way. If you're keeping Easter, you're on the broad way. If you're keeping Christmas, you're on the broad way. If you're looking for a rapture, you're on the wrong way. It's the righteous that will inherit the earth and live in that wonderful city that's going to be placed here upon the new heaven and the new earth. Don't you want to go? Don't you want to come? Don't you want to enter in at the straight gate? Don't you want to see? And don't you want to ask for the good way? Oh my. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me. Oh, how wonderful He is. The great mysteries that lie hidden in the Word. Search the Scriptures for wherein you think you have eternal life. You have none. But these Scriptures are those that are written about me. Make your election and calling sure. Get on the solid rock. Wait on Him. Raise your hands on the straight and the narrow way. If you haven't found your way out of the broad way, call Pastor Buddy. I'll show you a journey that will astound you. I will teach you a doctrine that will astound you. His doctrine was astonishing to them that heard it. Today, ladies and gentlemen, it's the same doctrine. It's the same straight and narrow way. Nothing has changed. Nothing can be added to it and nothing taken away. If you believe Him, stand with Him. Walk upright and find rest for your soul. It's on the good way that we stand and ask to see for the old path. You've got to ask for it. Behold, I stand and knock. This is the gospel of knocking on your heart. Only you can take that first step on that straight and narrow way. It doesn't matter how tempting it is to get on the Broadway. The devil's going to promise you a good time. Oh, I can't leave our big church and go to that little church. I'm too talented. I've got people that brags on me on how I can play and sing. You know, we long to have people that can sing and play. But they won't come. They said, we will not walk in. Nothing has changed. And the plagues, and the famines, and the wars, and the destruction of America is upon us until there's none left, until you say, blessed is he that cometh in the name of Yahweh. Well, I love you. My time is come and gone. I'll see you tomorrow night around the world on WWRB. We'll see you at 10 o'clock on the Wednesday program. Tonight I'm sponsored by Brother Mark.
by Brother Edward and Brother Bud, three men that I love in the great state of Mississippi. May Yahweh bless you until tomorrow night, and I'll see you then. Yahweh bless and keep you on the straight and the narrow and the good way. Hallelujah.